Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, all right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I am going solo tonight, but, hey, that's how it goes sometimes. Shout out to my co-host, Miss 100%, the illustrious queen of the little people. Get better. In the meantime, we shall shoulder on. And I want to hear from you. You want to holler at me, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 646-929-2037. Holler at your boy. I want to hear from you. I'm lonely. You know, I'm on the air by myself. Anybody want to come on and get some co-hosting experience? Nah, I'm playing. Anyway, Facebook, Twitter, Wayne, meet me. I'm Smooth Drama. Add me and I'll add you back. We can talk about whatever, whenever, however. I know some of y'all watched the All-Star Game this weekend. I know I did. It was a little bit better than I thought it would be. So, and the West end up winning 143-138. No defense was played, but, hey, in All-Star games, defenses are overrated. I could have got out there and scored 2 points. I know that. I scored two. It may have taken me like 25 shots, but I scored two. Oh, anyway. Oh, yeah, it's crazy. I just read that apparently Tupac is coming out with yet another album. It's like, yeah, Tupac, another album. I can't wait. I know y'all can't wait either, because we all been dying to hear that new Tupac. Seems like the man puts out an album every 7 to 8 years now. Oh, I swear. Supposedly, this is headed up by his mother, and he had a whole lot of stuff that was unfinished, and so they're going to put that out. I don't think it's a good idea, but hey, whatever. I'm not the decision maker. I'm just thinking that, you know, let the man his music stand what he put out. He put out a lot of classic stuff. My personal opinion, I think that you're defacing his legacy by putting out stuff that he probably wasn't ready or ever intended on putting out. I mean, I know as creative people go, there's a lot of stuff that they think of, conceptualize, and they don't put it out because at the end of the day, they're like, nah, this is not up to my standards. But, hey, whatever floats their boat, I guess there's some money to be made also. So, new Tupac album, check for that MP3 download somewhere, somehow. And speaking of coming from somewhere, somehow, Why is it Walmart is the worst place in the world? I mean, cheap stuff, but it seems that, like, if you go to Walmart, you have to be culturally low. I mean, like, really culturally low. I saw there was a man who was throwing semen. Supposedly, he threw semen either in the cup or some that he ejaculated out, which I don't even want to picture that. The fact that he did this in Walmart, it's like, what is it about Walmart? Why? It's like Walmart is like the congregation of the lowest common denominator. I seen people. I'm in this small town in the Bay Area called Modesto, and there's people in there dressed up like it was the club. It's Walmart. You shop, get your supplies, whatever, and take your ass home. They was out there in the mini skirt, in the heels. I'm like, it's a store. I guess Walmart's the place to be. Anyway, I'm getting off track here. Homie bust out and was Hello, everyone. Sorry for that technical difficulty. For some reason, we were kicked off the air for a minute there. So, once again, I do apologize. I guess they didn't want me talking about that semen and the semen thrower in Walmart. I guess when you talk about people who throw semen in Walmart, they kick you off the air. Anyway. Chubby Checker is out there, and he's suing HP because HP put out a app that supposedly a penis measurement app. I don't know what the deal is with it. But he's suing, as he's saying that they're destroying his name. And I'm like, actually, they're not, because you know what? Nobody knows who you are. I mean, I know who he is, and people know older folks, but this generation, they will never know you, Chubby Checker. I'm sorry. Because they don't care. But we have a situation. So we're going to go on a break here. This is a preemptive break here. This is Houdini, 5 minutes of funk.
Rapper. And when I'm on the mic, it's a sheer disaster. Cause MCs crumble when we rumble. Some think I'm soft just because I'm humble. So all you MCs, I hope you're real good listeners. Cause in this battle, I'm taking no prisoners. I'm slaying MCs right on the spot. Cause I'm the master of the rap, the doctor of the rap. The jack of all trades, the master of one. And the thing I master is called having fun. We got 3 minutes left to rock this funk. To separate the good stuff from the junk. So get in the groove and feel the sound. And once you're inside, spread yourself around. From the bottom to the top, top to the bottom. Come on, master, get funky while we got it.
Once again, we have to apologize for technical difficulties beyond our control. We seem to be having transmission issues tonight, but we should keep going. I saw something that, we talk about how it's Black History Month, and yes, we're obligated to be Black for a month. Instead of being Black every day of the year. I saw Mississippi has finally ratified the 13th Amendment banning slavery. So I guess if you're in Mississippi, you're good to go now. You don't have to worry about being taken back into slavery. I'm just wondering it's like in Mississippi, they just kind of forgot that. Like, you know what, everybody else is going to ratify this, but we'll get to it. We're going to go on vacation for, what, 184 years. Oh, so finally, they made it happen. They said they were inspired by the Oscar-nominated film Lincoln. And it's funny, Lincoln, who is mythologized as the great emancipator, you know, the guy that never freed his own slaves, and quite frankly, freed the slaves in the rebellious states because it helped with the war effort. But he's like, yeah, Lincoln loved the slaves. Yeah. And that is the biggest lie that has ever been put out there. I mean, homie was hesitant the whole time he wasn't, and this is a little known fact, Lincoln wasn't even the first one to put out a proclamation to free the slaves. His Republican brethren in Congress did it over his head. And once he seen how it helped the war effort, then he jumped in. Little known fact, Lincoln, the great emancipator. Mississippi, that great state, the bastion of freedom that it has been since its inception in the Union. Shout out to Mississippi. Better late than never, right? Oh my goodness. They said they eventually voted to approve it in 95, but it was never sent to the office of the Federal Register and therefore never made official. So it's official now. Yay. Woo! Yeah. Mississippi's in the building. Doing all that good work. Shout out to Mississippi. And shout out to one of my favorite guys, Bishop Eddie Long. Y'all remember Bishop Eddie Long, right? If you don't remember, let me remind you. Bishop Eddie Long is the guy that was taking pictures with the Jerry Curl wig and the tight. And all that with the little boy scandal where he had affairs with the youth that he was supposed to be counseling and mentoring. He was instead having sex with them, allegedly. And, of course, none of this came out because he paid everybody off and they sealed the trial. And to make matters worse, his congregation forgave him and appointed this monster, well, reappointed this monster as the head of their church. So, yeah, Bishop Eddie Long, he's facing a suit from former parishioners who say he encouraged them to invest in a company that was operating an alleged Ponzi scheme. I guess former members of his New Birth Missionary Baptist Church, they filed suit. And they said that he was running a $3 million capital deficit. and they're saying that they lost more than $1 million in their own investment, and saying that if he wouldn't have encouraged them to invest, endorsed it, they wouldn't have. To which I say, look, this is a man who took advantage of young children, young boys in particular, being their mentor and physically abusing them, molesting them. And this is a guy that you invest your money in. Hey, I don't feel nary a sense of sorrow for you, because if you can invest in a man like that, hell, you deserve every dollar that you lost. I'm sorry, and I hope your lawsuit don't work, because when you support somebody like that, hey, you have to look at yourself. And quite frankly, I believe the words of God don't lie ugly. So you lost your money. Sucks to be you. So all you former members of the New Birth Missionary Baptist Church in Lithonia, Georgia, thumbs up to you. You were trying to get rich through the Lord. The Lord's going to bless you. The Lord's going to bless you. He's going to help you. He's going to help you see the light. Wonder sometimes. I wonder sometimes. Not too much, though. Now, as you know, the good Reverend Jesse Jackson, his son, Jesse Jackson Jr., he's making his first appearance in federal court tomorrow after there's charges that he misused $750,000 in campaign funds. He and his wife, who also faces a tax fraud charge, and that will be handled in the separate hearing, even though both of them going to be presided over by the same federal judge. I am interested in this case because I'm wondering what is going to come of it. I mean, if you've listened to the show before, if you haven't, I think Reverend Jesse Jackson Sr. is a fraud and a fake. And I'm still going to ask the question publicly over and over again, where did he get that blood on his shirt that he claimed was Martin Luther King Jr.'s blood, being that he was nowhere near Martin Luther King Jr. and they personally all hated him and suspected that he was a spy / plant / FBI informant, which he was. And they were going to kick him out. But, of course, he's the only one that got out of Memphis at that time and is on national TV the next morning with blood on his shirt talking about, I held him in my hand, all that other stuff. Shout out to Jesse Jackson Sr. You feel the fraud. And your son, the apple didn't fall too far from the tree. He was getting his fraudulation in also. Can I make up a word? Is fraudulation a word? Fraudulation. That's my new word. Jesse Jackson Jr. and his fraudulation, getting it in, buying his stuff. And supposedly, he's supposed to stand to lose his federal pension, which is estimated at $45,000. Like, yeah, he hasn't stole $45,000 and got it stashed in some Swiss bank account somewhere offshore. You know he does, because he learned that from his daddy. Steal the people's money and stash it somewhere else. Yeah, I said it. And if y'all don't believe that's what happened, then that naivety is on you. Because I know that's what's happening. So he supposedly could be sentenced up to 5 years. And his wife, the thief also, could end up without serving any time. So we'll see if Senior still have some people paid off, and they still can get away with stealing folks' money. I'm curious to see what happens in this case. I will definitely be following it, as we know they are thieves and charlatans, and we'll keep it rolling. Speaking of keeping it rolling, you know me. I am Mr. F the N word for a reason. I'm not too big on the use of the word, obviously. I grew up in a household where it wasn't really used. We didn't think the word was appropriate. My shape, my philosophy was shaped. I remember watching late great Richard Pryor, and I've told this story over and over again. I'm keep saying it, where he said he went to Africa, and he didn't see any. He said he saw no N-words. So he said, you know what? I'm not even gonna do it. I'm not even gonna say it no more. And I remember, you know, in knowing what the N-word's original meaning and intent was, said I'm not gonna say it either. I understand people say it. I'm not hating on anybody who says it. It's my personal preference. I refuse to use the word. And that's just me. You want to use it, more power to you. Just don't call me that, because I'm nobody's N-word. Never have been and never will be. In the meanwhile, comedian Lisa Lampanelli had a little problem, supposedly, because she tweeted a picture of herself with HBO's showgirl creator Lena Dunham with the caption, and I quote, "Me with my N-word at Lena Dunham of at HBO Girls. I love this biatch." And supposedly, people were upset by it. They're like, "Oh, she used the N-word." Never mind that she was using the N-word to describe another white person. You know, the same way supposedly black folks use it. She did the same thing. She said it was her choice of the word. She said the N-word ending in E-R is far different context from the word ending in A. Ask any person who knows the Urban Dictionary. It means friend, she said. And by the way, if I had put the word ending in E-R, that would have been a very derogatory thing about Lena, meaning she is less than me, and I view her as very above me. A on the end means my friend. And she says she's not going to stop anytime soon. Yep, she says, "I have always used in my act every racial slur there is for Asians, blacks, gays, and Hispanics. To me, it's acceptable if the joke is funny and if it is said in a context of no hate. It's about taking the hate out of the word." And I quote her. Now, for me, I don't even care. Because I've stated my feelings on the matter. I don't care for the word. I don't want to be called anybody's N-word. People say it's a term of endearment. I'm like, okay, that's how you feel about it. I could argue something different. You take somebody's hate and tongue kiss it and have sex with it, and you have the baby that we have now. The N-word with the A. because the argument being that you want to take a word and you want to take the power away from the word, I think that the original intent should be something that is kept alive, so we understand how far we have come. And I think that's the point that is being missed here. It shouldn't be celebrated and, oh, yeah, you know, we're going to change it around. We're going to make it positive. No. I say keep it negative, because as someone smarter than me once stated, if you don't know your history, you're bound to repeat its mistakes. And because children don't know their history, this generation and the generations coming after will keep repeating the mistake of not understanding their history and understanding the negativity that was used. The context this word was birthed. And instead of killing it, we coddled it and was like, yeah, it's like you raised a rattlesnake. But you complain when the rattlesnake bites you. You know, I get tired of hearing people who use the N-word liberally complaining when somebody not black uses it. Hey, it's a KRS-One lyric. Now you got white kids calling themselves the N-word. Remember, you must learn. It's really that simple. Not hard at all to conceive. Nobody should be an N-word. Word means ignorant person. We flip it now. It means friend. We can all hold hands and say the N-word now. You are my N-word. You are my N-word. And I love you. My beautiful N-word. Yeah. That's what it is. Don't know. Don't understand. Will never understand the fascination with that, but I'm going to move on. I'm going to go on break. This is Lil Brother. Shorty on the lookout.
Yes, sir. We got coming up, like I said, Show on the Lookout, featuring that Bad Man Media, son Jesse Lee. Check it out, y'all.
Thank you.
never at home. I'm trying to be a player like wrong and wrong. Probably at a coffee shop trying to roam. Gathering up these things like Sharon Stone. Got the short bar, thinking that they gone. Nigga need to go and get a cellular phone. Say, I seen a rabbit party just last week. He had a rabbit arm with little dark skin. It's on the tables on the mic to me. I guess that's the mic walking in your shoes.
I don't know.
All he's being now with the Dutch of my blues.
Okay. It's mid-December and it's 70 degrees and the sky's clear. It feels so good like Nina and him. Through them stars and them skies, see the end of the plan. No time, got to fix it, got to grip the clear. Yeah, no stop, house party and all.
Your host, Mr. F the M word. That was Lil Brother. Shorty on the lookout. Oh, in a world full of hate, what we need to be looking out for is more hate. And there was a film that came out, Oscar nominated film that's called The Invisible War, and a few of the participants that was involved in it are upset because there are two male rape survivors who appeared in the movie The Invisible War, and it's a documentary about military sexual assaults, and the one they're criticizing the movie's brief focus on male victims, and It says the director should be ashamed and embarrassed because the guys, they feel betrayed because they're saying this guy is going all over the country touring and he's making a whole bunch of money, but he's not taking any of the guys. He's just taking the females and saying that the male rape victims, you know, as the guy says, he says, he emphasizes with both men and agrees that the male rape victims are being kept in the shadows by their country. And they're very upset. Now, I've always felt this is an issue, rape, because they're focusing on military assaults. But I'm like, rape and molestation, it doesn't matter what section of the population, what demographic that you focus or key in on, still wrong. It shouldn't be something that people talk about or put out there like, yeah, the military, they were raped and this is bad. And I mean, I'm glad that they're putting the focus, the spotlight on rape, but at the same time, I agree with the gentleman that it shouldn't be something that leaves out the men as well as the women, because it gives a false betrayal. Well, not betrayal, but portrayal that, oh, there's no issue with men raping men. And as we know, that's one of the biggest myths. Like we talk about our prison system. Everybody knows that the fear of going to jail is a lot of times about being raped if you don't join a gang or whatnot. Because that's what it is. Now, I understand when the filmmakers don't want to portray the male, because quite honestly, the world don't care if men are being raped. I mean, it's one of the things that is swept under the rug. You know, women being raped is a tragedy. But I say anybody being raped is a tragedy. So to say that, oh, well, let's focus on the females at the expense of not shining light on the fact that it happens equally to men, because you don't want to, you know, there's this picture, military men, they're almost like rock stars. You see this phenomenon that goes on where you see people who are always telling servicemen, thank you for your service. Thank you for your service. You know, it's like, if you want to thank them, you would get on your government to make sure you pay them for the chances that they take. I mean, most people, if you don't know, I know I grew up as a quote-unquote what they call military brat. We didn't have a lot of money. You know, it's a misnomer that military families are living swell. I mean, yeah, it's a job, and there are some perks, but at the same time, we weren't balling, as they call it. and most military families are not balling out of control, as you would call it. They are living check to check, just like everybody else, only they put their life on the line when they're out there. If it's not from so many quote-unquote terrorist enemies to hell, as we've seen Pat Tillman in other cases, friendly fire, to viruses and diseases, chemical warfare, a lot of times brought on by our own country. So it's a lot of stuff that these guys that y'all running up to, thank you for your service, and you see all this patriotic mumbo jumbo, which is a bunch of garbage, because it's so fake and phony, you know, when I see it, because I'm like, hey, pay them a decent wage then. That won't get brought up. Proper equipment, it's not going to happen. And I remember I was on the Tiger Cruise on a ship that survived Pearl Harbor. And I never forget looking on in horror when they couldn't untie the rope to get one of the safety boats down in the drill, because this ship was so old. And I'm like, how is the greatest country on earth, as it's called, the richest country, all the weapons in the world, but the soldiers don't have the best equipment? I mean, does that make sense? But not trying to get off track, but it's hypocritical that we talk about the abuse. We focus on one area, but we don't focus on all the areas, and we're never solution orientated. As always, we're going to talk about the problems, pull on some strings, make people cry, and then move on. It's like, come on, man. It's got to be more to it than that. So if we focusing on the rape, what are we going to do to stop it? How do you alleviate the conditions that created this phenomenon? Because as we know, this is something that goes on quite a bit. But that's the thing that doesn't get any traction. And speaking of traction, they had Michelle Obama is the big thing I was reading, how she traced her DNA, and lo and behold, shock of all shocks, a black person who traced their DNA has white relatives. Oh my goodness. Like, slavery didn't happen. it's like she had white relatives. Like, yeah, she kind of did. And I was trying to get what the story was. That's the history of America. The majority of us have relatives, great, great, great grandparents who were slaves. They were owned by someone white. Shock of all shocks. Some of us can trace our lineage back to these same white slaveholders. Oh, the shock. I mean, they're the obvious cases and stories out there. Your Thomas Jefferson, Sally Hemings, but as we know, there was a whole lot more cases out there, and they weren't as favorable as Thomas Jefferson and Sally Hemings, because supposedly he married her, fathered the kids, took care of the kids, whatnot. Whereas some of these cats, they just showed up, hey, I'm going to rape your wife now. You just wait outside. You see, I say rape because I'm guessing it wasn't the woman's idea to have slave master come down to the quarters. I'm going to take an educated guess that it wasn't. So if it's not her idea, that would be rape. And, of course, he can't react or he gets killed. You just have to grin and bear it. Ha, 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 ha. Not. But this is what happens. The, as they call it, the peculiar institution of slavery. Wasn't that peculiar? It was the bastard child of the serf system from Europe. And the American colonists here took it to the next level and decided, because in the serf system, you work the land for a little bit, but then you're free. Your children are free, and they could advance themselves. Nah, that was too humane, I guess, for the American colonists. So, boom, we had abject slavery. So, getting back to Michelle Obama and tracing herself to some S.H.I.E.L.D. family, whatnot. What's the big deal? This is common history. Yes. Black people can trace themselves back to slave masters, people who owned them. Whoop-de-doo. She know that already. I don't think I'm teaching anybody anything. I just think the stuff that we make big, it's not big at all. As Mos Def put it famously, what's beef? Beef is not fighting on the radio over who's the dopest artist. Beef is George Bush and Saddam. That's beef. Yeah. I'm always on edge. And maybe I shouldn't use the word on edge, but I'm always curious as to why a lot of useless information is supposedly newsworthy. I mean, we see the so-called feel-good stories, the stories that offer hope and motivation, inspirational stories. But then you have the whole paparazzi TMZ stuff that just make you wonder why. Why is this stuff important? You know, while we waste our time worrying about this stuff. And hey, I throw myself in the equation. I mean, we talk about some of the crazy stuff, but I'm sorry. I can't help but talk about crazy, because I think I have an obligation to draw a line in the sand. This is crazy, and we need to move away from crazy. I ain't talking about moving to the left or moving to the right. I'm talking about pulling straight back. So want you fools thinking I'm a liberal, and I don't want you other fools thinking I'm a conservative, because I don't even understand what that means. I'm a regular guy. Meaning, I'm a guy who doesn't, I like a little bit of this policy, I like a little bit of that. Some of this makes sense, some of that makes sense. And I apply it like that to say, hey, you know what? I'm just going to believe this side and everything they say. And just go like that makes no sense to me. But hey, it's just like these debates, the stuff that's fought over in the press makes no sense. Michelle Obama chasing herself back to slave master. Yeah, and on that note, I want to thank you all for listening. I'm Mr. F the N Word. This is another Smooth Drama session. I'll holla at y'all later. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you've got
smooth drama.